نتيجة يعني I have been planning to say once a week for the students of my class a shiur in Chumash. And when I say a shiur in Chumash, I mean not drushes or philosophical discourses, but I mean simply to find the Chumash in safer places. To find in a sefer which is kind of fucking very far from being a sefer halachas. When you say halachas, so you're thinking of gedeshim, behar b'chubehar, seitzim, sheftim. Those are the stories, the sefer halachas, which contain halachas. They take a sefer, a book like Dvorim, Shake, the cities that they are named, the foundations of Akaloche, and we can, in the words of Loches, cannot be found in the name of Mitzir. Or in Namaskis or in Ruge, but contrary to our expectations in Brinko. In the long as we speak about Brinko having the mind of Roma, Vino, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it is still, we can imagine the possibility of finding Alohas. Because the higher levels, I mean, the lives of our ancestors, of Roma, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are Trish Mechonochs, the lives themselves of Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov are codes of morality. And naturally, from whom who is that, under whom, under whose eyes, to be surprised and to discover gold while I was digging for something else. But actually in Bereishis, not only is your secondary halachas are to be found. In general, there are no secondary halachas in Atira. But even what do you call secondary halachas? Our impression is that you can't find anything there. But even the king is not merely a godless, not merely a godless, a godless, a godless, a godless, a godless, what kind of morality, what kind of halacha, what kind of practical instructions are there? But this is not like that. It's wrong. What Rabbi Yitzchak said, you all know the mind of Rabbi Yitzchak. And I want to simply say that unintentionally read Rabbi Yitzchak's Maimer, read and reread and reread. And I ask myself, when was this Maimer written? 1700 years ago? Or it was written yesterday in the New York Times lab? And then the answer is yesterday in the New York Times you found it. Lift the matter. During this session of the United Nations, I would say that the records of the recording machines in the United Nations have recorded the expression listimatum 105 times. Please. And apparently, the thought bothers Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak said that actually the gracious, what Rabbi Yitzchak said is the following. He asked the question, what's about, why not start the Teref and Achei Jezabachem? It means the Teref is just concerned with mitzvahs. With mitzvahs and with the special relationship which prevails between the Jew, the individual Jew, or the community, the Jewish community, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the main concern of the Teras Meshe, Teras Miksav, and Teras Baupeh, to clarify and understand the relationship which binds us with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We know at all levels. Mr. Rogers is saying, Kerach Master Bigot Lami. The answer is, he says that every event that's recorded in the Tere is a source of halacha. There cannot be a Tere which is not, which doesn't constitute a source of halacha. With regard to the Yuchid as well as with regard to the community. Everything is halacha. Because the Tere is not a book of stories. I mean, the Tere is not a book of metaphysics. The Tere is a book for Chayko Mishpat Nasarami. And if the Tere tells us about Prius Rilam and not the magician and his fall and his success and his fall and so forth and so on, is apparent in every story in the Torah, in every pasuk, in every word, there is a halacha. And the question is, we cannot decipher the halacha. We have to find a method of code, of decoding the halacha, the message of the halacha, which the halacha is addressed to us. It's an art of decoding. But the wise person will find the message, Allah's message, in every word, in every pasuk. For now, let us say, Bereishis Bor Elokim HaShamayim HaZoret. We are speaking only about the Pesukim from Bereishis Bor Elokim HaShamayim HaZoret. Loretz is a single way, the first person. Bereishis Bor Elokim HaShamayim HaZoret. Nakon Trav Yitzchot Kiach Masa Vigit Lami. We have to tell these people, what does that first mean, Keach Masa Vigit Lami? Keach Masa, God's eternal power, which is not specifically an halachic problem. Goyim also ask, what is Keach Masa? This is Goyim, this ain't Goyim. Keach Masa Vigit Lami, he revealed to his people in one person. Because it's important for them to know the secret of creation. It's important for them to know the secret of creation in order, as Rabbi Yitzchak interpreted, in order to justify the grant of Eretz Yisrael which was bestowed upon the Jewish community. Embraces Bor Elokim HaShamayim HaSoretz is hidden, actually. It has the message of Keach Masa Yigit Lami, was for Nachas Gein, the message of Eretz Yisrael. You cannot understand Eretz Yisrael, and we don't understand Eretz Yisrael, because it's 900 years old, and perhaps older. Who knows how old, how big the migration from the Jews, how it was during the Bayeshim. We don't know, we have no statistics about the Jewish departure from Eretz Yisrael during the last couple of hundred years after the Maccabees defeated the Yemenites. We don't know. It's quite a long time. And to answer the princes the question, what exactly our claims are to Eretz Yisrael, what kind of claims do we have actually? Why isn't the French the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the French Republic, why is he wrong? Well, says an anti-Semite is good, but that he is, well, the question is, what else does he say? Does he say anything or doesn't he say anything? But apparently, the Torah says, Keach Masa Vigit Lami. It's apparent that it's an important question. It's an important question that which is the address to us. The Cholder Vader. This is also the Cholder Vader of the Agode. Cholder Vader in the Malengo. And that's it's an important question. Let's say it's anti-Semitism is not there. To us, yes, but our children is another problem. The father understands there's a part which is absolutely indispensable for the understanding of our history, does not mean that the son and the son's son will be interpreted like that. What is the answer? What is the answer? The Jews lay an answer to Kislam Alam. Finally, the struggle between the Jews and their enemies or their foes will be concentrated in the center of over the Kislam Alam. Finally, so take it under our Lord. Not the best thing, but the Kislam Alam. So what does the Kislam Alam actually have? It has apparently according to our interpretation. I don't think to reconcile our interpretation with their interpretation. I've never said it. There are certain things which a Jew sees and a Goy cannot see. The Goy wants the Jew to see a Yerushalayim using the same glasses as he uses. It's impossible, just over the United States, to look upon Yerushalayim from the viewpoint of Esau Gedushis in the sculpture of Israel. Say, it would not work. We are all teachers, we are the Lamanim, it wouldn't work. You see, you want to understand the secret of the Tzvaat, of the spell, which the Yerushalayim has on the Jew, and the inseparable, togetherness of the idea of Yerushalayim and the Jewish people. You have to be a Jew, not only a Jew, but a good Jew, and not only a good Jew, but a Jew is a certain outlook in this world, certain emunah. So where is the source from which I derive our absolute commitment to Yerushalayim and to Israel and to idea based on English. Okay. Where is it? We find about Eretz Yisrael if you find a word in Chumash. Koret Hashem Atecho, maybe Lech Shomo, Lech Eretz Yisrael. It's a very nice description as well. But this does not justify 900 years devotion. A little too much. All the description of Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Eretz Hashem Malaleh Tachfif Tachfif Malaleh and Nechishis Vachalta Vesuvot Adra. Wonderful subscription. I mean, this is wonderful description if you are interested to buy a house in your life. It's wonderful description, but if you plan not to buy a house in your life but to grow up on the wall with an enemy, and come back and count instead of the number which left with me. If you shikunim, if you neighborhood, and you come back and you count 339 words. Is there certain things which are not the best followed watch? The one has to fight for it. Certain things will be charcoal of the bush, but you cannot fight with Kamatala together. And the Jews are ready, the Jews are not ready, the Jew has not been so trained in the so-called European patriotism. He has not been trained in that. It's very hard to say about the Jew is a patriot. The whole concept of patriotism is not a Jewish one. It's a European concept, it's a secular concept. A secular concept. But Jews apparently are offering their lives. Offering their lives. My daughter sent away a boy. Baruch Hashem came back. But my daughter is capable of doing that. It's new to me. The same as my grandson is leaving tonight for Israel. And again, it's army, 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 army. But army, 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 if you take a trip, it's all right. But sending somebody not knowing that he or she will see him back, return, it's too high a price. So the psukim apparently which are mentioned in Dvorim, in Eker, in Erei, in Mishra, in the praises of the Eretz Yisrael, does not suffice to explain the miracle Yerushalayim, or the miracle Eretz Yisrael, or the Eser Gedushas. Eser Gedushas, a Jew is not concerned with the long Gedushas, concerned with his ten. And each Gedusha of the ten requires korbanos, sacrifices, complete surrender. And Rabbi Yitzchok found the secret of our complete commitment, absolute commitment to Eretz Yisrael in the process of Bereishis Bora Lekim Es Hashamayim Es Oretz. Bereishis Bora Lekim Es Hashamayim Es Oretz is according to Rabbi Yitzchok, contains an idea which justifies not only the purchase of real estate in Eretz Yisrael, but we justify complete surrender. Miss Yosef, what I want here is make the following remark. What I say here is not that it takes sides in certain opinions and in certain movements in our soil. I mean, at all levels, I'm not taking sides with them. But thing is, if it is an absolute commitment, it has certain laws. Our halacha dictates to us measurements and certain mathematical equations, not only for a relative commitment, but for absolute commitment too. There is absolute commitment, of course, but as well as an absolute commitment. But whether or not this absolute commitment should be translated. I mean, freely, I mean, in a manner which is completely, does not agree, disagrees with the principle of Pekuach Nefesh. It disagrees. And you say, that today is no problem. Today is everybody can go and sacrifice his life, and there's no question, don't ask anybody about the question. This is a little too much, in my opinion. But I'm not a rabbi, and I don't pass the Shabbos. All I tell you that the commitment to Eretz Yisrael or to Yerushalayim is not a relative commitment, but an absolute commitment. All I tell you that the percentage of years did not alienate us from the direct commitment. Third, that even if it's an absolute commitment, Shabbos should be passed, should be resolved with great care and precision, and not to become to be equated with emotional history. Not the real name, it's just a mamar amuzah, as you say. Because the Knesset Yisrael did not have such a shaila for the last 1900 years. It's 1900 and some years in Chum. And that time there was the big clash, conflict between the great Chacham HaMaseir, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Zichrono Livracha, and a nephew of his, also a patriot, no doubt about it, because he was later killed by the Romans in Ashman Zechon. He had been a patriot, and he hadn't been, he was a great patriot. But very strange, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was of the opinion that over exaggeration, over exaggeration, and complete abandonment of our logical principle and understanding of Jewish history, which would be, without it, a catastrophe, Rahman al-Islam, may take place. This was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's opinion. He had a nephew. I don't know whether he had a nephew was a tzaddik or not, I don't know. But he certainly was an important person. The Gemara does not condemn him. An important person. He had a different policy. A more sedate policy, a more sedate approach. And he did not accept Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and rejected it. The nephew was killed by Kiddush Hashem. What would have happened if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's policy would have been accepted by his own nephew, who was the head of the movement? I don't know, no one knows. But history would have looked, the Jewish history would have looked differently. And what this difference, how would it be, this uniqueness, how would it simply express itself in the events which passed the last 1900 years? I don't know. All I say is such matters, be very careful. As Chazal would have told, do whatever you deem necessary, even including Mesiras Nefesh, in plain sense of the word. But do it quietly, without statements in the press, without interviews to the media. Ask Shailas of the Gdele Ador in such matters. Don't rely on emotional excitement. And the Almighty will help us. But let's go back, it's just a Mamre HaMusgav. Just go back to Rabbi Yitzchak. So what is the mockery of our commitment, of our unlimited commitment to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to Beis Hamikdash, whatever it is? What is the mockery of Kodesh? The current Rabbi Yitzchak is gracious for all the things of Shema Yisrael. And apparently, according to Rashi, this is the halacha like Rabbi Yitzchak. The halacha and gracious for all the kings says that our commitment to Eretz Yisrael is an absolute, unlimited as to time, unlimited as to things which we are ready to do for the realization and for the implementation of this great commitment. And where do we find it in Chumash? Meshi didn't say anything about it. Meshi says Eretz Tabor Chovot. We find it in precious ball of Kimas Hashemayim Yisrael. But why? What did you find in precious ball of Kimas Hashemayim Yisrael? Something which prima facie has nothing to do with the Eretz Yisrael. God created heaven and earth. That's why we should yell for 1900 years. It's our land, our land, our land. What is in this statement? How is it possible to explain that our commitment and our claims, legal claims, our commitments are rooted in the statement, in the principle, in the dogma of Bereishis Bara Elokim Asher Shamayim V'Aretz. And hence the Ram Yisrael has committed himself forever to a little land full of rocks that he would never desert this. It's limited character, even if you have to pay the high price. I mean, there is no transition. You see, time and transition from Bereishis Bara Elokim Asher Shamayim V'Aretz. Well, let us develop an halachic thought. It wouldn't be difficult. Very simple, you know it. But it's very important that this halacha be mentioned. you studied the Zikr. Tomorrow is the Zikr. Coming from Chiba, Basra, San Pedro, and so forth. So on. You used. So, what is the source? If you ask yourself, what is the source of virus? What is the source of the concept property? In our Shukhanov, not in the English Kamal. In our Shukhanov, what is it? It is my property. What gives me the right to claim something as a part of my property, of my estate? What? Declaration by whom? By the king? By the the feudal society, forever, but you have no kings, no feudal societies, anyway. So what is the source of property rights, property claims? When you say he owes the estate. So what is it? I'm not asking so much what it is, I'm asking more or less, what is the source? The moral source, or the ethical source, which makes someone an owner of property, and somebody else, and another one, as a servant, as a man without property. What do you say with it? And how does property begin? I believe it's plain the answer. There's only one source of property, not five, not ten, because you've been misled. They studied the Gemara, Mishiche, Agboye, Mishire. You know what this was. Mishiche, Agboye, Mishire, Chotzer, Chlipin. Maybe I can't all them. There are more. Kiyomi, there are more Kiyomi. Anyway, those I enumerated are enough, suppose. So what? It's not 15 kiyonim, but 10 kiyonim. It's basically there is one kiyon. But you cannot live in this world with a single claim. So you have many kiyonim which represent the central kiyon, the central idea, the central thought of being the proprietor of owning the chosim. What is it? What is it? Creating this thing. Making this thing. Who owns this table? The company. The company. Because why? Because we worked two nights and one day on it. If not for him, there wouldn't have been a table. Without him, I wouldn't have enjoyed the luxury to sit near a table and to pay and do things which makes life more comfortable. How do I know that? The Pshiche, Agboe, the Sire, Chote are symbolic of the person who created it. After all, you cannot say that one person ought to own a table. I have to create the table, to make the table. I'm not a carpenter. I don't know how to do it. So the Torah substituted many kinyonim in order to realize not the kin. The kin itself is shichas. What if I pull the animal or I pull the table? This is not the source of kinyan. This is the symbol representing kinyan. What is kinyan? The kinyan is simply I manufacturing, producing the kinyan, producing this particular object. but not being able to produce a civil system in which everybody would have to make the things he wants to make the things he wants to buy. So we have substituted this particular central kingdom of Chalet, and in order to give a possibility simply commerce and industry, I mean, to engage in an active life. This is not I'll give you another example. Now, let me just there is a Rambam. There is a Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh, I believe, Hilchos Maaseh. But the Rambam said, where the Rambam states the following: Azireya Sode Shal Hefker, Azireya Sode Shal Hefker, Arezechaya de Maaseh. You know, you all know, as Hefker is part of a Maaseh. If I renounced, for instance, this particular pile of grain for 5 minutes, even though I the next day, or not the next day, the same day, I recaptured or I reacquired this particular pile of pellets, or is the orchard or the carrot. I think it was Hefker for a certain period of time, there is no Maisa. Because why is there no Maisa? Why did I say they have to say no Maisa? So I believe that Rav Chaim says that Azareya Sode Shal Hefker is the tool, the grain, whatever I have, the fruit, the date, all this fruit to which he tended, and he actually, for which he cared, belongs to him. There never been more Hefker, not even for 5 years. Because as the Reya Sode Shal Hefker, the food belongs to him from the very beginning. That's why it's Chaim Maaseh. To say, as the Reya Sode Shal Chavere, what am I Maaseh? As the Reya Sode Shal Chavere, the Zera belongs to the owner of the land. So this is only if there is an owner. If there is an owner of land, but an orchard, and I should go in and cultivate this particular territory, so the Maaseh will belong. But the Maaseh, the fruit will belong to the owner, to the proprietor, to the landlord. But if there is no owner for the land, there is no owner for the land. If the fruit, and I work, and I cultivate the land, and I get results, if the fruit belongs to me, what actually did turn over the fruit to me? What is the claim which the fellow who worked hard and developed a nice vineyard? This fellow he acquires the fruit. What fear? No, Chazoke, he said he doesn't want to make Chazoke. Because if he makes Chazoke, it's not Azareya Sode Chaveri. If he makes Chazoke, then it's Azareya Sode Atzmei. So what gives him the right to say that it's mine or Chaim Maaseh? What? He said that he worked in the vineyard, in the orchard, in the field. But without him, there wouldn't have been any food. Where there is another Balabais, another Balakeren, another person who actually develops the food, and who owns the orchard, then the Bala Sode comes and drives the fellow to whom the orchard belongs, drives him out. But if there is no other person who owns the Soviet. But there is no person who owns the Soviet. And I cultivate the Soviet, which is, it belongs to no one. At the same time, I produce something, the food. And then the one who produces, not the production manager, but the one who has actually done the work, the hard work at night and daytime and hard days and on my cool days, is he belongs, the food belongs to him. This is the food, a basic key, the collateral core, is that you have to work, or to produce. If I produce, then I am, this belongs to me. If I don't produce, it doesn't belong to me. For the very thing in Mahat the Krishna, the way I said it from Hefke, I have the mitos. The money, so either or. This, כתוב יש בהפקר, אם כותב הדה באינטנשן, כותב להקוויה. זה הקוויה זה יצא זה. אם שנת עזרי 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 הפקר, I would formulate this aloha in a different manner. עזרי 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 הפקר, ויזוך בו אחרי זה מייסה. This would be as sensational as to say, I got malchus on it. The Hazrei HaSodei Shel Hefker, not a study belongs to me, but a biography, in a biography we write, it's a study for Hefker. It's a study which is Hefker and will remain Hefker. It's as long as there's no one else to claim the fruit, so he can claim the fruit, the food I've done is treated and who is the one and who gets the food. Why? Because the food is a result of work and there's no one in conflict. There's no one else who actually can lay claims to the Sode, because the Sode is involved in healthcare all the time. But then it's in the pocket no different between it. Sode and Strach, all the demora. This is basically the foundation of Kiyan. Kiyan means the creator. Of course, one don't derive from it socialist conclusion. A certain class, so I didn't mention the social health, did I? Certain class, at the turn of the century, and later, the turn of the century, because the whole socialist, then, 1905, the world was actually intoxicated, drunk with socialism, particularly socialist ideas. People cannot understand the impact which socialism had on young minds. Whether socialism is a possibility, not a possibility, or the possibility that socialism will convert finally into the dictatorship and criticism, young people did not take it in consideration. We ever said there's no private property, but there's always property belongs to the public, to the state, wherever it was welcome. At that time, they had controversies about what is produced, what is the source of ownership. I mean, around the capitalistic world, the source of ownership is most probably to make the raw fruit, the raw materials, which the workers cannot provide themselves with. They have to ask the capitalists to bring them. To bring those to workers. So socialism, whether they play in the circles where the Germans call it either way, this means the work. It's basically Lahavro. The Hadith also says that as the source of the value of possessing, possession, property, to own, the obligations, according to its moral standard, is only the producer of it. The producer, the one who doesn't produce, doesn't own anything. And basically, in socialism, we'll come to it. I mean, in jihadists, it's basically private property. It's a very limited concept, an extremely limited concept. There are many hundreds of mitzvahs and halachos which are based upon the very principle that, as I just said, there is no property. What I say is, give man an opportunity. He should convince himself that by sinning they did not accomplish it. On the contrary. What is the answer to all that? The answer is Bereshis Bora Lekines Hashamayim Yisroet. The story of Bereshis is the answer. And we have commitment, we as Jews have actually something I don't understand quite often. For instance, take during the Hitler epoch. During the Hitler Holocaust in Auschwitz. As I felt, and I felt it not only of relevance to somebody else, but to my own self, that we did not experience the onslaught of me. German showing this complete surrender, the sense of surrender and commitment. We were quiet, we didn't say words. I mean, there are quite a number of truths why we didn't say. But the Jew was so overawed, by the word. He was afraid to say whatever. Something which couldn't have happened now. Well, I remember when the Rabboni came to Washington, one day before Erev Yom Kippur, to simply to stop, at that time, the gears, the gas chambers were introduced as a method of exterminating the Jews. To own property means to create property. And this creation of property is through work. There's no doubt about it that you have it. There's not like, there's no warfare, but there's not like accumulation of unlimited treasures. Unlimited richness or wealth. Certainly opposed to it. But however, there is one mighty difference between the property theory we have like you had in socialism. The difference is that you had to say property, yeah, on the contrary, socialism says property belongs to the state. You had to say property belongs to nobody. And of course, to somebody else, namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in here we come to the simple truth, which is told to us in precious Bor Lekinos Hashamayim Yisroet. It's necessary to know that. Because it's necessary to know who the Bala Paltarim is, Palatin. The Medrash speaks about Bala Palatin. Palatin, Shoresh on the Hero, a Palatin. Palatin means certain big structure, a hall or a house, which is beautifully illuminated, but they can't find, sometimes they're hard to find their own air. Beautifully done. But it looks like your property is deserted. And a woman, you know, when he came to this world, what did he discover? The simple thing that the property, which is so beautiful and illuminated, is actually owned by somebody. Many people can never see that they're the owner. Never. Either their eyes are closed, or they're not sensitive. But there is a ball in the bureau, zero, as I never said. This bureau means the universe, the cosmos, belongs to somebody. Why does it belong to somebody? Because somebody created it. When the letter says it's impossible, Avram's thought of, and the Rambam quotes it, Avram's thought in the, during the long nights he used to take care of his shepherd, of his sheep, in somewhere in, what's in the name of it? What's the name of Avram? The birth way. Aram Narayan, Urkazim, in the long nights in the week. But there is an owner. Why is there an owner? A prophet, who actually owns all that, because he created it. What is important in this regard is the idea that God created the world, not based on the need the certificate of accomplishment, but the fact that he created the world, gives the world what rights, according to Rambam. The right of being, the owner, of being considered the owner and the proprietor of that particular bureau, this is the customer. And Avram, derives the conclusion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, so he's the owner of that creation. And if he's the owner of the creation, so he has the right to tell the tenant. To tell the tenant how to live and on what conditions you should have. You permit him to exist. And the interesting thing is, there is one Shem, the Shem Hashem, Hashem and Hakim, which is at first glance, which at first glance appears to be strange, as a mysterious. You know there is a tablet, a table of Shem Hashem, Hashem and Hakim. 7 days. The king, Shin Dalad Hey, Shin Dalad Yud, and so forth. And among those Shemes, there is a Shem Adne. Adne means actually, Adne is the Shem by which God is known to man, to own the world. Not only, God is not only created the world, he's not only just an engineer of running the cosmos, but he owns the cosmos. According to that medrash, this was Avram's main accomplishment, which is discovered the Shem Adne, not another Shigemore. The name Shibor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalomim, Leho Yehodam, Shekore Adne, at Shibor Avram Vekore Adne. Neach knew of the world, he knew that, many of them spoke with him. The same is true of Cain, the same is true of Kaneich. The same is true of many personalities in the antediluvian period. That you have a Kaddish Baruch Hu better than one of them. More than better, one of them. A Kaddish Baruch Hu engaged them in a dialogue.
So what is that excitement of Abraham about Abraham?
The answer is they spoke with the Mekin, but not with the Shem Adonai. With Adonai they didn't speak. From the Danish from the Mekin they found, the Neach, he started coming, but God revealed himself as Elohim. What means Elohim? What shall I say? As the chief engineer of the cosmos. All the who actually got it has never occurred to Neach, the society was this corrupt society, Chomos, Molor, and Chomos, that two people don't have to quarrel. They should not quarrel about the question who owns the earth, the capitalist or the engineer who prepared the blueprint, the capitalist who actually made the implementation of the blueprint possible, or the engineer with his knowledge executed all the details. Neach was satisfied with the idea that God created the world. And then, into a company, there was no need to be in contact, steady in contact with him. Abraham, Roy Odom's name, one is the Korah, Adne, Achibo Abraham, Achibo Avron, the Korah. What is Avron? Avron is some. Avron knew, we knew the king too, the king is the Balakir. God is has the behaviors, the ability to destroy the world and to reconstruct the world. But this does not mean that I have to listen to him as far as my way of life is concerned. If I'll tell you, you know that the table belongs to you, belongs to me. So, this also, the roof on the belongs to me. If not for me, it would be rain. Nice, thank you very much. Therefore, you have to give 10% charge of your money. You know why? You are excellent. You are a king yourself. But I don't know that I have to accept your laws of hooking me something. In order to make somebody accept hooking me something, not just to know, to have knowledge of him as a great engineer, as a great architect, as the master of the world in the physical scientific sense, all those liquidities, so to say, all those properties of divine origin don't suffice as far as authority is concerned. The doctor who operated on me and saved my life technically is not a doctor whom I would choose to guide my life. He has no more moral authority, even though it's not for him. Let him measure as a doctor. There are delicate, precise operation, and there are no doctors who know as well surgery as this person is concerned. Mr. Hans, when the doctor came, he said he has to give $500,000 in order to build an institution in the car. There is no relationship between the fact that the doctor saved my life or the doctor did not save my life as far as the moral commitment is concerned. The moral commitment is not a result of being physically, physiologically, scientifically able to place a satellite on the moon. But the U.S. has placed a satellite satellite on the moon. Should I look upon them as well? Snowson and Higgins? I was hard as this. One of them, I believe his name is Glenn, he's not ex-reactionary. Well, it's sometimes hard to find such reactionary. Glenn from Ohio, wasn't he among those who circled the moon or played the satellite on the moon? Anyway, even though he's an excellent, most probably he's an excellent technician. It doesn't mean that Newton, greatest of all physicists, actually the father of the modern physics, classical physics, he was a problem in regard to the 2-10 minutes. He believes in pivoting and in devils and whatnot. Well, it's not a joke, it's a fact. So the moral the story of a great engineer does not justify morality. This person should be considered and looked upon as a moral authority. In order to postulate and in order to actually to set up a moral authority, one has to have not the Shem Elohim, but the Shem Atman. Alan Dallas knew this. Alan Dallas knew this, not that he owns it. When I say he created it, and you don't say he owns it, there's a moral claim to authority very weak. But if I say he owns me, he created me, he owns me, then I will give the different problem. If he owns me, so he has authority over me. You can possess something, not an authority over me because I possess something vital. But you cannot possess something, however, you cannot become an authority because of the fact that I'm just technically a genius. And I actually made this particular place Other Mauritians, this was a trouble for other Mauritians. Other Mauritians and the Nochers. Other Mauritians, I mean, the Nochers tell them, can you be the king? The name of Hochel, you know, they came around, but that's the problem. Can you be the king? Can you name of Hochel, you know? He tried to mislead Adam because it says Adam wants to grab, Akadivoho wants to grab authority because he doesn't want him to eat his food. Akadosh Baruch Hu wanted Adam, is basically who actually, let me just follow him. Who actually is authority, is an authority? Yahadus. The technical genius is not the authority which he is. So what is this? He doesn't want him to eat the big food. Akadosh Baruch Hu wanted Adam, is basically who actually, who actually is authority, the business authority? Yahadus. The technical genius is not the authority which he is. So what is the source of authority? What? The answer is the one who owns the fact that someone not only created me, made me, but the one who created and made me has authority over me. Is the creation really also to dominate in the negative sense, to actually to serve the rights of others, it's indicated. Serve the rights. And usually it comes when the person is a person is a maker and is also a teacher. When a person is a maker, but it is not only just technical things that he is capable to produce. He can produce in the other person understanding and sympathy and a new world of values. Then he acquired authority. But if the greatness of the person is just making, is there is a chechet akadmik. Avraham, you see, Avraham, this is the main difference between Avraham and Adam. Avraham right away understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only Elohim, he has all the dynamics, the whole cosmic drama depends upon him. Certainly it is like that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a teacher and a guide and a leader. There is something in HaKadosh Baruch Hu which makes it possible for he felt immediately that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the answer to all problems which Rabbi had been bothering his mind for 70 years. He owns me, and actually not only physically, not only through the Shem Elohim, but through the Shem from Adam. When you read HaKadosh Baruch Hu, automatically you have no dialogue between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you don't have a dialogue in regard to Neach. You have a dialogue in Chumash. Ayim ha-Elokim, Neach, Ayim ha-Neach ha-Elokim. Ha-Kevet Navron, Vayipel Avron, Apon ha-Ayim ha-Adne, Ha-Elokim ha-Katnes, we did it the first time ha-Adne ha-Kevet. Adne ha-Elokim, Manech ha-Elech ha-Rim. It's a dialogue. ויאמר אברהם, ויאמר אברהם אל השם, אתה ישמור ואני יושב. ויאמר אברהם, אבל ישמור יחלוף אליך. לא יודעים את זה, אין את מראית ישראל. כזה יחלו בבנת בית כלנו. ורבות דבר השם, אדרס תניח. לא יחלו, זה אתם לא יודעים. ולמור את הקאונט, ומחסדים, ומי יחלו את הקאונט. Because Neach and Atanovi, in the same answer in regard to this, to Bilam and the, to Bilam and the, and the, oh, and his status as Atanovi. Basically it's not Atanovi Bilam. It took instructions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened to address the instructions to Neach. But this is not the way. The real means is the Anovi can bang on the doors of the Ben Shalekim and the Rebbein Shalom, the doors of the Yochel of Rebbein Shalom's residence at 1 o'clock in the morning and say, I need your help. Come on, let's be together. This Anovi. So But I'm not just hear that story, you know, from them. He spoke with the Rebbe from Kovet. And to tell a story to the Rebbe Shalom, you cannot approach him with the title of the chief engineer. He is! But there's another approach, which Rebbe Shalom is father, teacher, he guides. And Avraham understood that the purpose of Nebuya is to teach. The purpose of Elohim is not teaching. And that's exactly what the Gemara says, the name Sheboro Akadosh Baruch Hu Shelomed Lei Hoyo Odom Shekore Adne. What does Adne mean, Adne? Master, owner. But you know, a master or owner can be approached. You can approach a master and an owner, but in any society, and ask for something value, but with regard to a king, you cannot approach at all. It's not the way, because the very Nebuya is only there is an exchange. There's mutual recognition. But if there's no exchange of remarks and no mutual recognition, there's no Nebuya. Why was there no Nebuya? Because for simple reason. Because Hashem Elohim is not mixed with them. Now, interesting is, a very slight distinction, a unique principle, this distinction is almost invisible when you read the Chumash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the chayes, the animal, the brute, and he told them they should multiply and be fertile. Who is the Asam? Asam? Who are? The highest. The highest. All right, so you know? In the following manner, no? So the bracha is consisted of what? Last three words. Yeah, that's all. Poor. Take a look in the graph to meet you to our father Mauritius. He was created. Father Mauritius, then he was created. There is no Vayim al-Hem 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 al- of course, according to his will, he won't. Hadn't Adam seen, hadn't Adam been a rebel, so according to his will, Adam would have achieved the Madrega, the new war, after a year. That's what Benson tried to do, Kaliyoko. Now, Yemen and the King is already a dialogue, a conversation. The Yemen law hands are baking it in. That's why Yemen and the King. You know what Yemen and the King? Lay more. By Yemen and the King, lay more. Who is, to whom did he address his word? We don't know. Because there was no subject, there was no individuality, there was no personality in the Chai. So then you can say that Hashem, but you can say, you won't address yourself to a dog, but you cannot speak to a dog. Adam did not understand, wake away Adam, this is Adam, you are the master, this is not looking a Hainish Adam. Whoever you want to address somebody or to say something, but you don't consider him differently. So you say Vayim Ralayim. It was the beginning of Apelik. Because God wanted to engage Adam and Adam in a conversation, in a dialogue. And Adam would have had the right in such a case, in such a, under such circumstances, Adam would have the right to say to Rabbi Yisrael, he told him, "Hey, Tashabatecha, come and say hello to me," to ask why I should to talk to Rabbi Yisrael. The Mesha came to Tzrayim to Rabbi Yisrael. The Hakel is trying to send me for a minute. But I did more so to Rabbi Yisrael. I don't like it. But he remained Mesha. This is the attitude of Odin. Odin means, of course, you are master. You're superior to me. I can't understand you. But Odin means something else. That I'm close to him, he's close to me. Reishis bore the cleanness of the mind that's for us. What principle was established here? Reishis bore the cleanness of the mind, so what principle? The principle, why is it necessary to tell us who created the world in this Hadith's question, in the Ramban's question, in the Nevi's question? The answer is, the one who created the world is also the Adin Kolamasim. This is Adin Kolamasim, we have an absolute commitment to it. What is the commitment? What is the commitment? What does the commitment consist? Not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell us the story, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, if he wants to destroy the universe in 5 seconds, can rebuild another one. This is not important, as I said. Not important. It's important, Anika. That's a different story. Important branches, God, looking as a familiar, as a horror, means, and in order to be what? To be considered, to be looked upon as a what? As Adli. He and the Bria Sahiram, according to his work, wanted men to be immediately very close to him. And the relationships should be a relationship of Adne. And I mentioned that Adne means Adne is not only. Adne is very close to me. And Adne, you can call him upon Adne, he's a request. Otherwise, he didn't understand it. But this was the purpose. And that's exactly, and this is our greatest commitment, according to both of us, that he created the world and did not retreat from the world, but is together with the world. There are many philosophers in the 19th, 18th century who kept on saying, of course God created the world, but he deserted the world. And the king is not enough, because such a false theory may be accommodated by the Shemele king, if the Shemele king is not added something, if not something is not added to the Shemele king. And what has got to be added? Adne. The first one was Abraham, who brought the message of Adne. And actually, this is perhaps the commitment of the Jews to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Rebbeinu, to the Jews, is a commitment, Adne Elokim. Not Elokim alone, but Adne Elokim. And here is a guarantee that this commitment will never be extinguished or will never terminate. It's forever and ever. You see in Bereishis, when you study Bereishis slowly, one part by another, I had the experience last Shabbos in Bereishis. Simply study Bereishis. When you study Bereishis, you see it's very hard, the language is hard, because of the God of Rabbeinu Shalom, but this is the way Rabbeinu Shalom wanted us to know. Otherwise, wouldn't have been introduced in as a part of the theory. And Rabbeinu Shalom at the very beginning, he wanted the following. Man, he wanted that man was not a separate ume, should have a Christus bris with the Rebbeinu. But man is such. Not only Avraham Avinu should belong to the Christus bris. Not only Avraham Avinu, not only Moshe Rabbeinu, not only the Levim, but men in general could have belonged to this Kikarech as much as society. And whatever God called the Knesset Israel to do was ready for delivery to the entire mankind. That's and in order to achieve that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also made the distance separating man from animal at the very beginning. The distance separating man from animal made much shorter than it was later because of certain developments. Certain development actually and the influence and increase the distance. For instance, before the Mabul there was no Yisabosu in the Morichu. There was no Yichumash Yisabosu. There was no Yisabosu in Mabul. Why? Because Yisabosu, Achilles Bosu, means complete separation of man and woman. And the Rebbeinu Shalom addressed himself to Odom, Lacher Achet, Kif Dabat Asmiach, Meivos is the Nivu Necho, the Nivu Necho is the Chavesh at Shanoke. It's apparently a dissimilar between the environment An animal is not only the animal that gets on the dog which runs around, or dead animals from the jungle in India. When you say animal, it means the whole universe, the whole habitation of the man. Then before the Chet, there is absolutely no enmity, no hatred between man and the Chayim. The Chayim could not be slaughtered by man in order to enjoy himself. It was a kind of a cooperative effort on the part of man and the part of the animals. But I say animal, I mean that also, the all including universe, which we call nature. The hate between nature and man developed after the Chet HaKadmon, who is Shifresh HaShven Okeris, and later the incident is Cain. Again, Avur Adam Adavarechal. It's the only difference. And finally, the Zneach. Zneach is a good story as the Chitro and your fear are imposed upon the people. Apparently, the separation, complete, absolute alienation, started at the very moment, of this incident. The Nochos and Rodom actually somehow could go wrong. And the tension which they experienced kept on developing until it reached its apex with the mother. The Chitchos. I remember that a number of years ago, somebody who was a biochemist who worked in a laboratory in Germany. And in the laboratory there was, I forgot the name of the leading scholar, he's known, he got a Nobel Prize. So the papers quite for a number of many years, maybe not years, but many months, perhaps years, kept on telling this story, like the American media, before you get to Bomb, if his name was Bomb. So he was American. That Bomb has actually decoded the message. Basically, you know very well that in order to find it a universal remedy or cure for malignancy, you have to know basically the structure of the understanding, know the structure of the cell. Without basic understanding. So other diseases. Can be just men may find a remedy, how may find a cure for other diseases, sometimes by coincidence. There is certain drug in his laboratory. He wanted to find out what is the effect of the drug. Families, instead of finding out as far as malignant. Disease is concerned, but by searching for a cure, if I found a cure for something else. But usually he said it is hard to simply to do research and find actually the thing I search for. You always find something else, of course, source a contribution to the human understanding the recognition of the of the of nature, of the environment, of the milieu. But it's seldom that the biochemist who sits down and tries actually to solve the riddle of the malignancy, of degenerative diseases, to harvest the space to succeed. Sometimes they told me, it is, you don't know, you think you are right, right on the threshold of discovery, and then somehow this nature was that the bull was laughing at you. A month or 10 or a year later, you discover this whole world. There is a certain enmity between man and nature. And the enmity expresses itself not only by the fact that Anochos bites a man, but it will be so bad. So you are very, very, if you feel a question or, you know. But the whole scientific research idea is handicapped here by the fact that nature does not want that man should resolve problems and find out the secret behind those problems. And according to the Chazal, this is started with Eitz HaDaat. That by sinning they did not accomplish it, on the contrary. What is the answer to all that? The answer is gracious Bore the King of Sashamayim and Soret. The story of gracious is the answer. Have commitment, we Jews have actually something I don't understand quite often. For instance, take during the Hitler Holocaust. During the Hitler Holocaust, in Auschwitz. As I felt, and I felt it not only of relevance to somebody else, but to my own self, that we did not experience the onslaught of the German soil, this complete surrender, the sense of surrender and commitment. We were quiet, we didn't say a word. I mean, there are quite a number of Tzavuts and why he didn't say. But the Jew was so overawed by the world. He was afraid to say, well, something which couldn't have happened now. Well, I remember when the Rabboni came to Washington, one day before Erev Yom Kippur, to simply to stop at that time the gas chambers were introduced as a method of exterminating the Jews. So a legitimate claim was just he wanted to turn over to a petition to the president to do everything possible to save the people. So he didn't receive them, he didn't have them. He didn't have them. He sent them to Wallace. You know how much interest Wallace had. But this is that he should be, that his whole person should be reassessed and revalued by Jewish historical. No doubt about it. Now such a thing could be done. The American Jewish shame, actually, the use of the different years. But there's something else, the commitment from the racist brother, King of Somalia, saw it. This commitment. The commitment of complete loyalty to Akkadis Rojo is high. Now, I don't say throughout, but many now have us much stronger. Much stronger. And of course, this is our national Somalia. In the June of 1941, of being the leader of Jewish opinion in America now, with the enormous stack of papers, commentary, and the Jewish Congress now gone now, commentary is difficult, there is, thank God for that. It's not only due to Franklin Roosevelt, to Franklin Rockefeller, this. To thank FDR's wishes, and to be, but also to the fact that the Jew of today in America is much prouder Jew, much prouder Jew. And it's also part of the commitment. And this is exactly what one can say about the parcel. And I believe I fulfilled my duty. It is here. Right? But it's important. It's important. Yeah. At least you are suffering. Okay.
Thank you very much, Moreno Rabbeinu.